98.1 KZE, this is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your friend and neighbor, and this is On the Block, and we are joined by our friends and neighbors, and we get to discuss what they like to do. And today in the studio is our friend Billy Denter from Overlook Bicycles, and now of three locations. When I used to know Billy, before he had his velvet suit and his rhinestone rings and cool-looking hat that he has on, he was an employee at Overlook Bicycles, and our old friend Gene was the man behind the counter, and Billy was working there. And one day, I went in, and I said, "Where's Gene?" "Gene's gone, Rick. Gene's gone." And guess what? I'm the man. And here he is, Billy Denter. Good morning, Billy.
Hey, Rick. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing so good. It's great to have you here.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Now, I've been in your house a whole bunch. And it's great to have you right here in mine.
I love the cozy studios here.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And our couches and our furniture that we just got from Fabulous Furniture is looking cool. And so, Billy, lots of things have been happening since you have taken over Overlook Bicycles, which is on Tinker Street in Woodstock. And throughout the years, we've had just a lot of fun at the store.
Absolutely.
And for consecutive years, we did Icicles to Bicycles, which was a promotion for the store. And we gave away a bicycle every week, a kid's bike, a mountain bike, a cruising bike, etc. And it was always a pleasure to be hanging out on the lawn at Overlook Bikes. And we did some really cool stunts through the times we were there. Like, we'd have bands play live on the lawn, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was
and
nice.
And it started out with Mike and Ruthie.
Yeah.
Were there, along with Jeremy, I think.
Jeremy Bernstein was there.
Yeah. And they played a couple of tunes under a little tent on the lawn, and we unassumingly gave away a bicycle, which was super fun. And, the theater of radio, and we put it all together, and we had a great time for 4 weeks consecutively for a couple of years. And, well, the store and the shop and the people and the concept has grown. Billy, tell the folks what's going on.
Thanks, Rick. We opened up a new location on 79 Hurley Avenue in Kingston, which is really exciting. There was a pretty massive road project for the New York State DOT that was presented right on Tinker Street, which is yet to happen, but is coming down the pipeline. So we took an opportunity in the old Freeman building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we got a great location there with lots of space. The O&W rail trail starts right in our parking lot, which is really cool for access.
Cool.
Yeah, it's beautiful. They just finished that and paved that a couple years back. Next door to us is the Blue Duck Brewery, which is really incredible. Phoenicia Diner's the food there. That's a nice scene. So we're neighbors to them, and it's a great, spacious, clean spot. And we're having a blast there. We've been there for a little over a year and a half.
So what goes on there? You're selling bikes? You're renting bikes? What?
Yeah, all of it. That's our main operation at this point in time. So we're got a nice sales floor with all the goodies and beautiful bikes and accessories. Heavy on repairs. We've got a really beautiful workshop in the basement, about 2,000 square feet. So we're doing a lot of repairs with four full-time mechanics. And then at the very back, it opens up to the rail trail, and we've got rentals. So we're really starting to pump up the rentals at that location
as well.
That's
cool. So you could ride out onto the rail trail.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a little while back, I talked to you about a tandem bicycle built for two. And you said, "I don't know, Rick, I don't want to send you out on the divorce machine." Explain.
Well, you're definitely going to test you and your partner's emotional and mental bonds on a tandem, because only one person's steering and both of you are pedaling. And it's an intimate and potentially divisive experience. But guess what?
What?
I have a tandem for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
You and your daughter can go romp.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, it's at the shop waiting for you. It's a glorious candy red.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How cool. All right. And is it expensive to rent a tandem bike?
I'm only going to let you rent the tandem bike.
Oh.
No, we have electric assist bikes. We've got hybrids. We've got road bikes.
Do you
have
an electric assist tandem bike? No, I'm kidding.
It's illegal in the lower 48.
Canada, it's big, though.
Yeah, cool. Big in Canada.
And now, Billy, when you're not biking or selling bikes, what do you like to do?
Rick, I'm a family man. I got two beautiful daughters, 15 and 4.
Names?
We got Quinn at 15 and we got Emerson at 4.
Hi, Quinn and Emerson.
Yeah. And I just got a puppy, as I mentioned. I got a new beautiful little puppy named Jolene. She's a star of the show at the moment. Got to have a shop dog. It's a really special thing to have. So.
Super cool.
Yeah.
You had one for a while.
Yeah.
Beautiful black dog.
Lola Bear. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good girl.
Yeah. And well, I myself own a couple of Overlook bicycles. They are an amazing place to shop. If you're a bicycle enthusiast, they have just about everything you'll need. If you need a part for your bike, they also have in stock amazing new bicycles. And maybe it's time for an upgrade. Maybe you deserve a new bicycle. Billy, what's the hottest seller you got now?
You know, we find that the gravel bicycle segment's really popular.
Really?
Yeah. It's you know, the industry likes to create
niches. Okay, so this is not a street bike. It's not a mountain bike. It's a gravel bike?
Yeah.
That's perfect for the rail trail.
Yeah. It's, you know, basically it's a little more upright and comfortable, really nice low gears, the potential for massive tires, which is becoming a trend in the bike industry, and disc brakes. So it's safe, it's comfortable, it's upright, it's got low gears.
How's
so
the seat?
Oh, the seat's juicy.
The nice gel?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, seat's all about position. You could ride just about any seat if you've got a good fit on the bike.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No special pants needed?
You know, they're out. They're available.
Yeah. Very cool.
Chamois.
You got them?
Chamois, wow.
You got the butt pants?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, not on right now, but yeah.
Oh, no, that's good. Well, thanks for telling me because I wasn't looking. So you love live music.
Oh, yeah.
And have you gone out lately to see any music?
Nope, not a whole lot lately. I've been pretty busy. We, you know, we moved the shop to Kingston, and the kids and everything. I get out when I can. I love to see local music. It's one of my favorite things to do, just see live tunes. So yeah, see what shakes out this summer.
The Woodstock location has a grand opening.
Yeah,
tell the folks about what's going on there.
Oh, well, it's pretty exciting. The 93 Tinker Street location has been under some renovations for the last year and a half. And we've got a really cool scene developing. Upstairs, we've got a really cool vintage shop called Dang. It's like focused on sustainable natural fibers, you know, really cool selection of men and women's clothing. It's upstairs. So it's a really, it's almost like you're in someone's closet. It's this beautifully curated space. Annie Kruger, the owner's got incredible style.
This is upstairs from the bicycle shop at 93 Tinker Street.
Yep. So you can come in through the front door or the side stairs to get up there. And then we have a cafe coming to the front.
Cool.
That's called Ohio. And so as you enter the bike shop, as you normally would, that'll be a beautiful cafe.
Wow.
Jeff Beck, who's a longtime general manager of the Red Onion, he'll be opening Ohio, and it's a specialty coffee cafe, Onyx Coffee Bean Labs. He's going to do various espresso drinks and cold brew and matchas and maybe some rotating sandwiches and salads. And then you walk through that, and bada boom, Overlook Bicycles Satellite will be there spreading the bicycle love, accessories, very, very light repair, and some cool consignment bikes. We're going to be selling some really fun, funky, used bikes, which I'm excited about.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
So are they vintage bikes?
You know, I'm a kid that grew up in the 90s mountain biking, so I have an affinity for old, cool 90s mountain bikes. So
that's
a lot of
awesome,
that.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
That's super cool.
People like all but forgot about them. So neat, unique, off the beaten path stuff.
That's really cool. I've had some interesting times up there in that space. Once filled with tires, rubber.
Yes, I remember this.
And other amazing things hanging up on the ceiling and coming down. So, you know, the staff could just go up and be like, oh, I need a 24-inch tire.
Yeah.
Boom, they're up there off the hook.
Used to be storage.
Yep. And so one afternoon, I did an interview with Natalie Merchant, and, well, we decided to meet at Overlook Bikes. Like, really, Rick, you're going to be giving away a bicycle? I'll come meet you at the store, and we'll do it there. I was like, okay, it's going to be a little busy. Oh, we'll find a spot. Don't worry. So we went upstairs to the storage room filled with rubber, and Natalie immediately was like, Can we open a window?
It was tight quarters.
It smells like rubber. Oh, well, we're sitting underneath tires. She's like, can we do this quick?
She was a total sport. That was really fun.
She did. And then she came down, was signing everything, taking pictures, kissing the bear in the front.
That's right.
Good time. And she suffered through, or got through, the rubber smell, which was permeating the air.
People even always mention it. They walk in, they're like, ah, oh, bike shop. I'm like immune to it. I don't smell it anywhere.
Natalie, not so much. Open a window. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll have more fun with Billy Denter from Overlook Bicycles, 93 Tinker Street. Check out the new store. They have, as he said, a new cafe in the front, a cool shop for clothing and other cool things upstairs, and you get a full experience now when you go there, and you can ride away on a bike.
Absolutely.
How cool is that? We'll be right back. This is On the Block, 98.1 KZE with Billy from Overlook Bikes. Tis the up and running morning show. This is On the Block, a weekly segment where we get to know some great folks who are business owners and good friends, etc. People you may run into. It's the people that you meet when you're walking down the street. I know I didn't write that. I heard that somewhere before, growing up with Muppets. And we have Billy with us from Overlook Bikes for On the Block. And joining us, making a special appearance, is Adam, who's going to be taking a trip on a bicycle. Ride for Mental Health is coming up on June 27th and 28th. Billy, are you incorporated with them in any way?
In the sense that I think it's an amazing, longstanding event in our area that brings excellent awareness to mental health, and always really happy to promote it and support it. And this year, Adam's taking the mantle up for KZE and going to put in a couple big days of riding.
Now, wait, did you say June 27th and 28th? Uh-oh.
It's coming up. Yes, oh, my God.
No, and Billy, just, well, thank you, Rick. And Billy, just, I think this is the connecting event that brings me, you know, together with you and Overlook. I'm very excited and proud of it. So, you know, what better way to come?
Well, let's explain the connection here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I volunteered to be sort of the rider, last year.
Adam is the captain of Team KZE,
right,
period.
Right. So they were looking for somebody in the staff to do this. And even last year, I was kind of thinking about it because I started really biking in earnest last year, spring and summer. Yeah. And then I had an injury, busted a rib or two, and I kind of called it quits. But this was already after the ride would have happened. But I got back on the bike this spring, and then this topic came up, and I volunteered to do it. I'm very excited. And then Overlook came on board and to support this, and actually has even donated a bike some, really, because I think you saw my bike, what I was going to use.
So it started, I was instrumental in a recommendation to Adam to get your bike fixed at the only place you should, Overlook Bikes. He went, he met Billy, and a relationship formed. I just saw a picture of Adam kissing his dog. So
Billy's dog.
The beautiful Jolene.
Aforementioned Billy. Jolene, that's right.
Yeah.
And I kissed Billy too after he told me about this salsa cool journeyer.
But after seeing the condition of Adam's bike, he said, this is great, but I think you'd probably be better off on something else to help you on your journey.
Yeah, we wanted to get Adam a mighty steed. You know, it's a long ride. I think that you've got 2 50-mile days. What's the total distance?
That's the goal.
Yeah, so it's an awesome goal and attainable. And I think that getting you on a modern bike that's going to give you sustainability and comfort and good gear ratios, I'm really excited for you. And Salsa makes a killer gravel bike, and I think it's going to be a new horizon, man. I'm pumped. I'm excited for you.
I can't, like, I don't have the experience on a bike like this. I don't know what the experience is like. So when this bike arrives in a matter of days, I don't know what that's going to feel like, you know, taking it out. But I'm kind of very quite excited, I can tell you.
Yeah, we're going to get you fit up and comfortable. You know, that's a long time to spend on a bike seat on a bike in that position. So making sure that you've got the right seat height, you've got the right reach, your hands are good, your butt's good, your neck, your back. That's all really important stuff that we take into consideration. And I really am psyched to give you a good jump start.
Well, even the other bike, which you adjusted for me, ended up being much more comfortable after you put your hands on it. So thanks for that. And I can just testify, I heard you guys talking as I was coming in here, and I have to let people know this shop in Kingston is beautiful, and the whole vibe there, you walk in there and you just, these guys are amazing. So if you have anything related to a bike that you're interested in, head over to Overlook Bicycles.
Adam, did you pick up the padded butt bike shorts?
I already had them.
You do?
I've had them for years. Wow. Yeah, because I've always loved biking. And you remember in the early days, right, there was that period I didn't have a car, but I only lived a few few miles up the road here in Claremont.
Get your commute on. Oh, Claremont's
and I commuted, beautiful. And it just happened to be that this happened in the spring and summer. I was trying to figure it out. Secondhand cars, of course, were extremely expensive, et cetera, during this period.
So you had the special pants since then?
At some point. So I'm assuming that's when maybe I got them. But yeah, I have those. Yeah.
Billy just told me that any seat is comfortable to ride if it's correctly positioned.
Yeah, you can, by looking at it, sometimes they look minimal or uncomfortable. Mm, but it's all about the geometry of the bike and how you're positioned. So sometimes less is more for bike seats.
Really?
Everybody wants a big cushy gel seat. And you know what? Sometimes it's perfect, especially if you're more upright. But depending, it can be.
Yeah, I remember seeing seats that are just kind of molded leather.
Yes.
And they're nothing to it.
But they kind of hammock. They kind of break in. And thank you very much, Adam. Yeah, the Kingston shop is exciting. It's beautiful. And my crew is amazing. The staff I've got, we've worked hard to cultivate. It's an awesome team. Everybody gets along. It's a nice feature to what's going on there.
What's the website?
Overlookbicycles.com.
And the locations again?
79 Hurley Avenue in Kingston. And then 93 Tinker Street in Woodstock. And don't forget, we have One Mountain Road in Shokan. That's our rental annex, which is right across the street from the Shokan Rail Trail, which is gorgeous. If you haven't been on that trail, for shame. It is
true.
Just absolutely amazing. So the rip that we mostly send folks on is from Shokan out to Boyceville and back, and it's super, super scenic. There's three parking areas. We're at the middle one, and that's just a very special spot. So that place is open and rocking, and that's kind of a summer thing. We're there April through November, and great experience there too.
Well, Adam, good luck with your show in a little while. I know you got to prepare. Billy, good luck with the rest of your day.
Thank
you. Knock them dead, sell a million bikes, and teach people how to ride comfortably, safely, and helmets.
Always.
Right on.
Got to have a bucket.
Reflectors?
Most certainly. Or blinky lights.
Blinky lights.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Any new innovations in bikes?
Yeah, but, too wide a spectrum to go into at the moment. But, speaking of blinky lights, I do want to let you know that I have a massive 4-foot disco ball at the Kingston shop.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was a pertinent note.
Thank you. Billy Denter, Overlook Bikes, on the block, 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. It's time for us to go. As always, help people. Don't hurt people. I'll catch you tomorrow at 6. Billy, let's go for a ride.
Thanks, Rick. Good to chat, man.
I'll leave you off with one from the Avett Brothers after these important messages. Bye-bye.
Let's go down the hill.